In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison defends his government's engagement in the Pacific. Labor announces a range of economic, diplomatic and defence measures to try and restore Australia's standing in the Solomon Islands. And in sport, Carlos Alcaraz becomes the youngest men's tennis player to move into the top 10 ATP rankings since Rafael Nadal. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. The Prime Minister has defended his government's engagement in the Pacific after Labor announced a new policy to increase ties and spending in the region. The government sent Pacific Minister Zed Seselja to Solomon Islands more than a week ago before its deal with China was signed, but didn't send a senior representative for the government. Scott Morrison says Australia has provided enough support and he's concerned for the security of the Solomon Islands should China create a military presence in the area.
What they're effectively saying is they're going to keep doing what we've been doing. There's one difference, though. I sent in the AFP. The Labor Party wants to send in the ABC when it comes to their Pacific solution.
Meanwhile, Labor has announced it will boost Australia's official development assistance program by $525 million over the next 4 years to Pacific countries and Timor-Leste. The opposition has heavily criticised the government over its engagement in the region after Solomon Islands signed a security pact with China last week. Labor's spokeswoman for Foreign Affairs, Penny Wong, says that the policy is focused on infrastructure, broadcasting a Pacific Labor scheme and making climate mitigation a priority.
Pacific Island leaders have made absolutely clear that their number one national security and economic challenge is climate change. And what has Australia under this government given them? They've given them the climate wars. They've given them Mr. Dutton making a joke about water lapping at their doorsteps and Mr. Morrison thumbing his nose at them.
Coal and gas companies could be sued for climate-fueled flood damage under legislation promised by the Greens. Greens leader Adam Band is joining Mandy Nolan, the party's candidate for the flood-affected electorate of Richmond on the New South Wales Upper North Coast. They'll announce the policy later today while promising extra support for flood victims. Overseas, and the White House won't directly comment on Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter, but stresses that President Joe Biden has long believed that tech platforms must be held accountable for harms they cause. This comes after it was announced that Musk reached an agreement to buy Twitter for roughly $44 billion, or about 61 Australian dollars, promising a more lenient touch to policing content on the platform. The outspoken Tesla CEO, who was also the world's wealthiest person, has said he wanted to buy and privatise Twitter because he thinks it's not living up to its potential as a platform for free speech. Even with speculation mounting that Musk would reinstate former President Donald Trump's account, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki wouldn't be drawn on the newly announced acquisition.
Our concerns are not new. We've long talked about, and the president has long talked about, his concerns about the power of social media platforms, including Twitter and others, to spread misinformation, disinformation, the need for these platforms to be held accountable. Well, I know you tried again. I appreciate that. I still don't have a specific comment on this specific transaction. And at this point, we don't have any sense of what the policies will look like.
Back home, and aged care workers are taking their fight for higher wages to the Fair Work Commission. The Health Services Union is calling for a 25% increase to workers' pay as inflation continues to affect households nationwide. The case, which begins today, seeks to raise wages by between $5.40 and $7.20 an hour, increasing average pay to around $29 an hour. HSU President Gerard Hayes says the aged care sector in particular needs funding if they are to provide the level of care older Australians deserve. Turning to sport, and in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz has become the youngest men's tennis player to move into the top 10 Association of Tennis Professionals rankings since Rafael Nadal. The Spaniard is now ranked number 9, just a little over a month shy of his 19th birthday. Alcaraz's win at the Barcelona Open saw him move up 2 spots. He beat fellow Spanish player Pablo Carreño Busta 6-3, 6-2 in the final. And now for a look at today's weather forecast. Perth showers 21, Adelaide morning showers also 21 degrees, Melbourne partly cloudy 23, Hobart much the same 19, Canberra also partly cloudy 19 degrees, Wollongong a shower or two 21, Sydney similar conditions 23, Newcastle a shower or two 24, Brisbane more showers also 24 degrees, Cairns rain at times 29, and Darwin mostly sunny 34 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.